Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What over back, Jay Foreman, old school. Brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients, a butcher shop, four locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andrade, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Little NFL, Harrison. We're going to skip over your Bears because you got a little salty. Yeah. They've been making some moves, man. I give the Bears, they've been making some moves. I want to talk a little bit about Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, I think they have the NFL meetings or something. All the coaches are there because they tweeted out the picture of all the coaches. It was funny. They had they put the number of Super Bowls, just five coaches. Obviously, three with Andy Reid, one with Sirianni, one with Mike Tomlin, and everybody else. They were like X's over them, which is funny, just because they don't realize how hard it is to be a Super Bowl champion. But then obviously, Bill Belichick is not too far removed from being essentially the overlord of the Super Bowl trophy. Pittsburgh Steelers obviously made some big splashes in free agency. Both of their quarterbacks are now gone. Both of them actually in New York, you know, and then so they'll be able to trade notes on how fun it is to play in that New York media. But the big name that everybody talks about is Aaron Rodgers possibly going to Pittsburgh. Went on a visit, left. And you got Cam Hayward telling him, like, look, if you want to come here to win. Come here to, you know, be a part of the team. And you haven't heard anything from Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's been on Pat McAfee's show or doing his thing or showing his toes or anything like that. You know, when he's on Pat McAfee's show. But it's interesting that Pittsburgh, where you need, when you know they needed to upgrade at wide receiver, go get Metcalf. You got knucklehead Pickens. You got Fairmouth. You got, looks like they're going to go Warren as the running back. They could always draft one. I think it's a really good draft for, you know, rookie running backs to come in and play a big role, let alone start. I'm sure they're going to shore up the offensive line and keep, you know, trying to plug in there. But they don't have a quarterback. They didn't even get Jameis. I thought Jameis would be there if they're going to draft somebody. It's either Aaron Rodgers or bust, because if you get a rookie quarterback in Pittsburgh, that's not going to in that division, you're asking for a beating, because you're going to be playing against the likes of Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and whoever's in Cleveland. But Cleveland has Myles Garrett, so he's the ultimate equalizer. And so they have to get Aaron Rodgers or make a trade. I'm going to ask you this. If Aaron Rodgers signs there, do you think they're successful? That's the first question. Second question is, if they don't pick Aaron Rodgers, who's out there that they could possibly trade for? Or would?
I don't know about Rodgers. Rodgers scares me if I'm a GM today. He's either going to walk in there and I think at best, like, you'll just be a good team. You'll make the playoffs and maybe second round at most. Or it'll just completely blow up and be worse than you can possibly imagine. And Tomlin will finally go under 500.
Yeah.
You almost have to with what you brought in already, you got to bring in Rodgers, because there's nobody else out there not that I can think of that I'm willing to spend money on that I trust. And Rodgers is probably looking pretty desperate, because I think Vikings double down on not wanting him and they're leaving it McCarthy. So Rodgers, he might not have a whole lot of leverage.
Right.
You're desperate.
Yeah, his only leverage is that he could just go and be in the media and then maybe take a year off, right?
Or wait midseason for somebody to need a quarterback.
Yeah, which that wouldn't work with him being 40, 41 years old. So I think you have two people that are trying to, like, dig their heels in the sand. Both of them have no leverage, but they're trying to, like, bluff their way. Now, for Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it's a money thing. I think it's kind of being able to do what he wants. You know, I'm sure there's things that he likes to do as far as I really think he wants the ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage. I think that was a big deal at New York. Didn't work out well. So I think, you know, he's going to have to give some, which is probably, you know, some of his time in the offseason to get that. You know, there's no reason to ask to change plays and you're not around. You know, you can't do much from like Zoom and all this other stuff. But I mean, heck, you even got the Cleveland Browns potentially. You know, I saw some dude said that they are actively trying to trade for Dak Prescott with that contract. And it's not above – that means Cleveland thinks that they can get out of from under the Deshaun Watson fiasco and replace it with Dak. Both of them will be coming off pretty major injuries. Obviously, Deshaun Watson might not play this year, and Dak is essentially tore his hamstring off the – I mean, he had a real bad hamstring injury. So you're not getting healthy quarterbacks that you could plug and play and say, you know what, we can start lighting it up in Cleveland. So and Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, wants to go to a winner, and that's the best choice. I think, you know, Daniel Jones is a guy that you know, would look at. He's at Indianapolis. Geno Smith is in the Raiders. You know, Darnold is there. So the only – I mean,
where's at this point – is he still on the Raiders? Not great.
Yeah, I think he was at Denver because he got beat out by Knicks last year because I think he went from the Raiders to Denver. So there's not a lot of choices out there. And yeah, you could draft a rookie quarterback, but now that's really, you know, doing the coin flip. Now, I would say this, and you give me your opinion. I think Shedeur Sanders is probably more ready, pro ready to play at Pittsburgh. Well, let me take that back. I think he's probably more pro ready because he's a very accurate passer. I think if they could, Cam Ward might come in there and light it up just because of his ability to break the pocket, throw deep, and create plays with his legs and obviously his arm on the run. He's shown the ability to be very accurate doing that. But I don't see Pittsburgh giving up a whole bunch of draft capital to get up to the top five. You know, or maybe they think Jackson Dart or somebody like that's going to fall to him, but then you're really – you're trying to recreate Ben Roethlisberger back in the day. And I don't know if their defense is as dominant as it was back then. So it's crazy that a place like Pittsburgh that I felt like had two starters hung their hat on Russell Wilson. I felt like they should have, I know Russell gave him a big spark, but I think down the stretch, Justin Fields could have paid dividends, you know, really to, you know, really loosen the defense up because he's a big, fast, strong quarterback and prospect.
Well, he had him at 4-2 when Russell Wilson took over officially.
Yeah.
So it's like he was winning games when he was the starter.
Yeah, it wasn't looking pretty, but Russ has always been a very good deep ball thrower. But then teams adjusted to that, and the running game wasn't – in the continuity of the offense didn't look – it looked a little discombobulated. Now they don't have a quarterback. That's it. They don't have one. And you get – what is it? Still got Mason Rudolph? I don't even know if he's on the team. So you this deep into the offseason and you're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, it really has to be to the point because the draft is coming up here pretty quick. Mm-hmm. You got to pick up the phone and say, listen, dude, we're going to do this or not. Like, you know, you know where Pittsburgh is. We know you. Even if it's for 1 year or a 2 year contract and an option, what are you waiting on? Because for Aaron Rodgers, if you're waiting on Minnesota, well, then I can make that decision for you. You get what I'm saying? I go, all right, well, go shoot your shot because they're going to give J.J. McCarthy every chance to win it because that's who they invested in. That's who was going to be the starter last year. And unfortunately, you know, he had an injury, and then obviously here comes Sam Darnold. So there's not a lot of options out there for him. There's not a lot of options out there for Pittsburgh. And so it's kind of like a arranged marriage, but they don't want to go to the altar yet.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
And I don't know if it was by circumstances. It's almost like arranged marriage, and the dad or something like knocked off two of the husbands. It's like, all right, this is the dude I really want you to marry. But he's like, nah, I got a business meeting. I don't know if I'm going to be there. And they're like, yeah, your business meeting is to get married, and they haven't done it yet. So now the clock's ticking, because I can see Pittsburgh not waiting and then just say, you know what, I'm done waiting. You don't want to be here, because when you have like a Cam Hayward and everybody else saying that, you know, you need to hurry up, make a decision, you know, because it affects their career as well. And respect for them, you know, you don't want to lose respect in the locker room before you become a Pittsburgh Steeler, because you can do that. If everybody knows business is business. Everybody kind of knows, because they talk to their agents and know where, you know, where you're leaning towards. The free agency frenzy is over. You know, you probably need to, you know, make a decision, or you're going to be like, okay, well, what was it that held you away from signing? Not being here, but signing. And that's a huge thing. It's almost like, you know, remember back in the day where when they only had one signing day, and, you know, say Jay Foreman was supposed to commit. Then I was like, oh, I'm not going to send in my fax back then. That's how old I'm dating myself, the fax. And then they didn't send in the fax until like a week later. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That creates a underlying sense of pressure that you better be worth it. You better be Aaron Rodgers when you're the MVP. If you're not, then, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, they not only will be on social media, they'll find you at the grocery store, because it's not a very big city.
Yeah, that's one of those franchises that you don't want to make an enemy of the fans, because they don't forget. They'll also not forget if they'll love you to death. Like, they love Ben Roethlisberger, and
right.
he's had some of his antics like post his career, but those guys will defend him.
He had antics during his career, extended his career, and then he has this thing where he puts his helmet on. Mm-hmm. He said he'd come out of retirement. I mean, that's how desperate you might be. Like, in your mind, who besides Aaron Rodgers, who can go there?
Dart, like you're saying, you're hanging on to the draft, and what is a pretty weak, by on the outside looking in, a weak quarterback class this year. And then you just paid all this money, and you're going to be hanging on to the edge of your seat on draft day, hoping that, because, right. I mean, if after Dart, I don't really trust anybody.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about the quarterback from Louisville kind of shooting up the you know, the charts and, you know, guys so forth. And Will Howard, you know, obviously I think they said, you know, probably come in as a backup, then eventually, you know, can continue to get better to be possibly a starter just because he has enough running ability and knows how to play the position. I think it's – I don't know. I mean, and then you wonder if Aaron Rodgers really wants to play football.
I don't know. See, that's where it's just – that guy works in the shadows this part of his career, and it's a tough read. And that's where, again, if I'm the Steelers, like he's kind of at the point where Kyrie Irving was with me in the NBA. Now, shout out to Kyrie Irving because he actually
he reinvented himself.
But I don't trust Rodgers to. Kyrie had a point where he I don't know if I believe Rodgers to reinvent himself.
Yeah, and it wouldn't, and I don't think it'd be too hard. I mean, obviously, I think, you know, the one thing I will say that I've heard, Aaron Rodgers is a better teammate than what people give him credit for. He's done some, but he does it like on his own.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy. Like when you're just bringing the Packers everywhere you go, they're gonna
Hey, Harrison. Hey, you know how them conversations are. Hey, homeboy, what you doing? Man, I'm just chilling. Oh man, I gotta go mow the lawn real quick. Gotta go pick the kids up. Hey, you ready to ball? Where at? Don't ask. Just your agent pick up the phone, and you get paid. You know that's true. I think, you know, if he could have brought Cobb and got Donald Driver out of retirement, he would have. But I think, you know, there's some, you know, you hear stories about guys that are hurt and Aaron Rodgers, you know, making it, you know, paying for a jet to go get him so they could get, you know, really good surgery. I mean, that's where, yeah, you know, he probably gets a little bit more credibility. But I think right now at this point, I guess if it was me, I'd probably wonder if he wants to play football. And that's a hard look. I was able to play 9 seasons, get eight seasons credit. You know, my body failed me, you know what I mean? Whereas him, you know, he's been pretty injury free. Obviously, you know, last injury, then not be able to play up to your standard. You know, I think Travis Kelce made his decision real quick. You would have liked to think Aaron Rodgers would as well. But I think also playing in that New York market can wear you out some.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, well, he brought it upon himself, but then also just constant pressure and you're not living up to expectations. You come there with a whole bunch of expectations. That's why you should always travel with a standard. The standard wasn't met. The expectations got way too high, became pressure. He took shots at the owner's son saying that he was like essentially playing Madden. You know, he needs to be the GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got, you know, it, you know, Robert Salas fired. And I mean, it just was not a good deal out there, so it can really wear on you and it can make you a little wary no matter who you are. I mean, he probably has a little doubt, you know, and he doesn't doubt if he's a good ever, you know, one of the best of all time. You know, probably a little bit of doubt whether he still has it. Will it work in Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh wasn't, you know, explosive offensively. Will it mesh? Do I want to play more than 1 year? Because you realize once the season starts, once you get in the offseason, the season goes by quick. And then so you think 2 years, you know, and he has the opportunity, you know, and he would be able to play for two, you know, as much as he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
If he plays well, maybe that's going through his mind, you know, and he probably feels like he doesn't have to make he knows Pittsburgh doesn't have any options. Pittsburgh knows that he didn't have any options. He could probably get back to him whenever he feels like it. But if I was Pittsburgh, that email would have a timer on the end that you better reply or else it goes away.
Yeah, and I guess that's where Pittsburgh's kind of where they're at a tough spot because they know Rodgers doesn't have to play at all. So if they are serious about trying to get him in the door, it's like they want to put the timer on it, but at the same time, it's like we piss this guy off at all. Like it's pretty easy for him to walk away. As opposed to that, like they need to figure it out right now. Rodgers doesn't necessarily need to figure it out. I mean, personally, he does, but he's not running a team. He's just got to worry about his own self. So. Yeah, I don't know what Rodgers is. If I'm the Steelers, though, I'm doing what you're doing. I'm putting a timer, a number, and I'm moving on pretty quickly here because the Rodgers doesn't seem to have a timer.
And because I think this might be the first time he's not necessarily running the team. You know, mm-hmm. he kind of was able to somewhat dictate things in Green Bay. I know he was upset with the way some of the really good players were treated. Rightfully so. When you're a veteran and a Hall of Famer, you can voice your opinion like that without, you know, worrying about your job security. But definitely was running the show in New York, and now late in your career, I would like to think he trusts Mike Tomlin, he trusts Pittsburgh. probably do him some good to be in that city off the beaten path. He's been successful in smaller cities. And you know that that's a hell of a defense when you got, you know, TJ Watt and company over there as well. And it's a tough division, so you can get in the playoffs. You never know what can happen. I don't think there's a spot to where Aaron Rodgers plug and play and is going to go into a Super Bowl run. I don't think that's it. And so you have to make your own way. And maybe that's something he's, you know, weighing. Or the third option is, which is the joker, is that he's probably already committed to him and he just probably just waiting. You know what I mean? Probably already signed. See, everybody's like, hey, look, I'm coming. Don't worry about it. You know, let's announce it the day before the draft. And that might be something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can get teams to ask you to trade down, trade up, accumulate some assets, and you already got Aaron Rodgers. So it kind of gives you a little bit of advantage. So you just never know when he's going to make his decision or come out of his darkness. But what we're going to do, we're going to go into darkness a little bit, give a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy, Jay Foreman. Old School with my man Harrison on the ones and twos. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.